This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'm delighted now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Jack Parsons. He's a photographer, and he has a new show that opens at the Patina Gallery this Friday, the 29th of April at 5 o'clock. It's called Bugs and Buses. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you.
Now, Bugs and Buses, here's a quiz for our listeners. What could that be referring to? Volkswagens. You, quite some time ago now, started photographing Volkswagens.
Well, it was sort of inadvertent. I was traveling around New Mexico, as I do a lot, you know, on either assignments or just for my own pleasure. And this is like 18 years ago. And I was near Alamogordo, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw this junkyard, and it sort of caught my interest. And I looked a little more closely, and I saw that there were all these Volkswagens. And I said, this would be really cool to come back and photograph some of these. So my son was teaching at NMSU, and then the next day I came back with him and started photographing them. And that is basically how the project began.
And by that time, even though this was 18 years ago, so that, what, 1998 or so?
Right.
By that time, Volkswagens were already sort of like a generation old in terms of their iconic cultural significance.
Exactly. And I didn't realize it at the time, because I have absolutely no sort of commercial sense about many things. But the interesting thing is that because they're iconic, there are a lot of people interested in those old Volkswagens, and everybody literally has a Volkswagen story. I mean, people who've lived in them, people who have driven them wherever. You know, I just spoke to somebody who drove a bus all across Africa, and they just keep pouring out all these stories. So that suddenly, I suddenly realized that actually this sequence of photographs had, you know, fairly far-ranging interest, much to my surprise.
Now, do you have your own Volkswagen story?
Well, it's not really much of a story, but yes, I did. I had a 1961 Bug, and I had it when I was in college. And I used to drive it back and forth nonstop from Boulder, where I was going to school, to New York, where my parents were living. And three of us would make that drive, three of us in a German Shepherd. And the German Shepherd would have to be in the back, so scrunched up against the window. And then
That wasn't much of a seat in the back of those things.
Well, it was enough of a seat for one person and luggage.
Yeah.
And then the German Shepherd, who had to be let out every few hours.
Right.
I had it, you know, on my honeymoon when we got married. We drove it up the California coast, and I had it when I was living in New York, and I had to park it on either side of the street all the time.
Right.
I don't know. I just really love that car, and I used to drive it down to Texas all the time with my wife, who's from there. And, it was sort of the one car in my memory that really has been sort of cemented there.
And what happened to it at the end?
Well, I went to live in Europe, and then I gave it to my father, who gave it to my a cousin of mine. And then I think he wrecked it, because that was like the end of its story.
So a lot of Bugs had their life cycle, and lots of things happened in them, and lots of road trips across the country, and probably lots of drugs were taken and moved and things like that during the psychedelic era, and a lot of them were painted different colors. And now there's a few vintage ones on the road, and of course there's a new generation of them, but the old ones are essentially in dumps and landfills and have rusted and degraded into visually interesting objects.
Yeah, it's ironic that this show is at the Patina Gallery, because that's really what it's all about with these old cars now, is the patina of color that they've acquired over the years. And they're really just to my eye, just extremely beautiful, the way they've weathered out, and a lot of them have been painted and painted over and painted over. So the layers of color, you know, sort of dissolve, and then other colors come through. And if you just go for sort of small portions of the car, you know, they become like these abstract paintings. And to my eye, again, they're just extremely sort of beautiful, and also because of my love for that, my own Volkswagen, you know, I guess it's just enhanced by that.
And so you happened across this junkyard and went in and started photographing these things. Did you go back multiple times?
No, that's one of the ironies. You know, most of the projects I work on take forever, like 5 years, 7 years. And this one, like, took an afternoon, which is, you know, and this is the first show I've had since I showed Lowriders back, I think, 20 years ago at the Governor's Gallery, when I did a book with Carmella called Low and Slow. And I have a feeling that one reason these Volkswagens caught my eye is because I was still involved in that book and a show that I had done that was traveling around the state. And one reason I liked the Lowriders so much was because of the paint jobs and the airbrushing that had been done on them. And I think that was just sort of subconsciously in the back of my mind. And so there was this connection when I saw the funky old Volkswagens.
As an artist, as a photographer, I imagine for you that there's a kind of, like, on the one hand, you have to just work your head off and wait for the right moment to photograph and wait for the sun to do what it's doing and so on. And then these little bursts of inspiration come where everything falls into place in one afternoon.
Yeah, that to me, again, is the irony of the whole thing, because usually you really have to work at stuff. You know, when I was shooting houses, you had to do it at the right time. And especially when I was doing the Lowriders, you know, it took forever to set up a meeting, and then you'd drive around with the owners and find a place that you really liked, because you didn't want to do it at car shows and stuff. You wanted to make it sort of part of the community. So those were really long-term projects. And to do something quickly is really just a gift, an unexpected gift.
Now, these works, these photographs are, I mean, to my eye, fairly large. I know they're not super gigantic considering the kind of photographs that it's possible to make, but they're what, 20 by 30 inches?
Yeah, they're 20 by 30. Given the gallery, the gallery is just a beautiful gallery, Patina Gallery. And to make them sort of really pop out in that setting, they had to be pretty big. And then I worked the colors a little bit, I mean, not crazily so, but somewhat, so that they'd really have a lot of whammy to them. So they really look good in that gallery because it's a very eclectic mix of other things as well, but sort of nice high-end stuff. So you had the nice contradiction of sort of between jewelry and these pictures of funky old Volkswagens, and I like that sort of juxtaposition.
And when you take pictures, as you've done, a lot of them are of details of the Volkswagen, to the point where at least some of them become almost like total modern art abstractions.
That's absolutely right. You know, I mean, when I decided to do this project with Ivan at Patina, I wanted to make sure that the pictures would work in the gallery. So consequently, you know, we talked about size, we talked about numbers, and the 20 by 30 size seemed appropriate, and there are 18 of them. And originally, when I was making selections, they were becoming much more abstract, so you couldn't really tell what the pictures were of. And this time I decided it would be better if I sort of anchored them by having a recognizable part of the Volkswagen, a small part, because essentially they are very abstract. They're not sort of black and white pictures of Volkswagens going down a road with somebody in them.
Right. That was the advertising era in the early, like the Mad Men era.
Small is beautiful.
Yeah. So this is happening concurrently with the New Mexico History Museum's Lowrider Show. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is.
And so the Lowrider Show, is some of your work appearing in that as well?
Yeah, at the History Museum, I donated I donated my archives to the History Museum, and amongst them was a show that I did, which was funded by the Bicentennial Commission back when. And I donated that show to the History Museum, and I think they're going to hang a number of pictures from that show. And essentially, they were pictures from the book, or they were pictures that preceded the book that I then had made into Cibachrome prints and traveled around the state to practically every museum in the state.
Cibachrome prints, if I remember correctly, are these very, very high-quality, archival, beautiful ways of printing photographs. Do they still use that technology?
Yeah, I think there's some people who do. I don't, because I think digital photography is really kind of supplemented it or surpassed it. And it's a very tricky medium to work with. There's a lot of chemicals that aren't particularly good for you, and
right.
A lot of printers you just don't do it anymore because everybody is doing digital now. But the prints are just gorgeous. I mean, because they have this sort of almost liquid quality, you feel like you can dive into them, and
yeah.
You know, digital prints just don't quite have that.
So what's it like for you to look at this body of work this afternoon with the Volkswagens again after all this time?
Well, I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, like most photographers or artists that I know, you never really you're always critical of your own work, and it's never good enough, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the usual plaint of the artist. But I thought that, you know, these actually, especially when I saw them after we blew them up to 20 by 30, then they really came alive. They look really good, if I do say so, and I'm not trying to be immodest about this.
Well, if you say so, they probably are. In fact, make the cut. Jack Parsons is a photographer. His new show, Bugs and Buses, opens at the Patina Gallery this Friday, the 29th of April at 5 o'clock. It goes through the entire month of May, closes on May 29th. The Patina Gallery is at 131 West Palace Avenue. And ladies and gentlemen, also check out the New Mexico History Museum Lowrider Show and the book that Jack Parsons and Carmela Padilla produced, Low and Slow, Lowriding in New Mexico. Jack Parsons, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.